Hello, this is David Wilcoxon, and in my Is the April 8th, 24 Eclipse and Bible Prophecy video, I covered the many oddities associated with the eclipse. I explained how it's not a fulfillment of Bible prophecy and shared what I think may happen during and after the eclipse. I recommend watching that video, which I'll provide a link to at the end of this video. I briefly alluded to the need for the people of the United States to repent, as this 7-year pattern of the total eclipses seems significant. I would take it seriously regarding repentance and drawing close to the Heavenly Father, which is never a bad plan. We know the story of Jonah, who resisted the Father's will that he preach repentance to the people of Nineveh because he deemed them as wicked and deserving of judgment. The U.S. government deserves judgment because of the influence of Satan's minions and evil leaders. Instead of pushing back, Americans, by and large, have allowed the downward slide of morals in this country. They've allowed the Bible and prayer to be removed from schools and for perverse agendas to be taught to young people, corrupting their minds. They've allowed the many different proclaimed sexual orientations to become acceptable in this nation. They've allowed rampant access to abortion and the selling of infant body parts to be allowed. They've allowed child trafficking to take place in this nation, which leads to child sex slavery and sacrifice. They've allowed the leaders to attack many countries under false pretenses, to steal their wealth, and cause the deaths of many people. Church leaders have sold out by participating in the 501c3 program, which lets the government control what they say in the pulpit. Church leaders have allowed themselves to be misled about Bible prophecy so that they're not witnessing against the Antichrist beast and false prophet and the Babylonian harlot system to expose their deceptions. And I cover that topic in the Revelation Timeline Decoded video series. As I read the story of Jonah and the people of Nineveh, I'm amazed at their response. Jonah 3:4 says, "And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, 'Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.'" Regardless of what most pastors teach about prophecy fulfillment, this eclipse event is causing many to proclaim the need for individual and national repentance for our sins, which is great. Will Americans respond, or will they ignore the warning because prophets proclaim so many prior events and nothing happened? Jonah 3:5 says, "So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them, even to the least of them." What a wonderful, immediate response. Wouldn't it be amazing to see our leaders proclaim the need for a national fast and mourning for our sins? Matthew Poole's commentary on the Holy Bible says, "Though Jonah were a stranger to them, yet because, coming in God's name, he did very particularly, fully, and to the life, enumerate, decipher, and lay open their sins, with what they deserved, what might be expected, what God threatened from heaven, all which concurring wrought them to believe their danger, God's mercy, and the possibility of escape if they repent." Our country's leaders probably won't call for a fast and repentance, but we can collectively carry it out. The Feast of Passover is coming up in April. The Father told the Israelites to clean out the leaven from their homes, to purge out the sins in their lives, in preparation for the days of unleavened bread. If you have a covenant relationship with the Father, through faith in His Son, you are an Israelite and part of the Commonwealth of Israel. I cover that topic in the Messiah Set Up His Father's Kingdom video, which I'll provide a link to in the description. I wrote a study called The True Gospel Story Decoded, which shows how Messiah fulfills His Father's 7 holy feast days to redeem the saints, and I'll include a link to that in the description also. We can collectively carry out a fast and repent for our sins and the sins of our nation. Jonah 3:6 says, "For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes." Will the Christian leaders of America put off their rich apparel and put on the garments of a mourner to provide an example of repentance? If not, then we can collectively do so. We can do that in our homes and our churches. It would be amazing to see videos of people in ashes and sackcloth praying as they witness the solar eclipse. Jonah 3:7 says, "And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, 'Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water.'" The enemy controls the leaders of the District of Columbia, but we are the leaders of Messiah's nation, and we're called to lead the people in following the Father's will in fasting and repentance. Jonah 3:8 says, "But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands." Our leaders may not lead the charge, but we can set the example individually. Jonah 3:9 says, "Who can tell if God will turn and repent, and turn away his fierce anger, that we perish not?" The sins of the U.S. have come up before the Heavenly Father, and this nation deserves judgment. Is this seven-year cycle of eclipses, with many biblical names attached to them, his way of proclaiming the need for repentance like Jonah? It seems so. Jonah 3:10 says, "And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not." What an epic change for the people of Nineveh, who repented for their many sins, drew close to the Heavenly Father, and averted judgment. Are there enough people in America who will fast and mourn over their sins and repent in ashes and sackcloth to cause the Father to put aside his need for judgment? In Revelation 2 and 3, Messiah wrote letters to seven church eras, which span from the first century until his return. They speak about what the saints face as the Satan-empowered leaders of the Roman beast kingdom, the pagan emperors, the Antichrist beast popes, the false prophet Jesuit superior generals make war with the saints. To the last church age of Laodicea, our current church age, Messiah proclaims, "So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Messiah declares that we need to repent for being lukewarm and for allowing the enemy's deceptions to take hold in our churches and nation. Regardless of whether anything happens during or after the April 8th eclipse, we should fast and repent and pray about our sins and the sins of our nation so that judgment passes over us. So what are your thoughts about the eclipse? Do you think that judgment is coming upon the U.S.? Please share them in the comments. If this kind of information benefits you, please like the video, comment, and share it with others, as this helps get the video ranked so that others will see the explanations. And you can subscribe to the channel if you want to be notified about new videos as we go through the interesting year of 2024. That's all for today. I love y'all. Shalom.